אתה אומר את זה, הלכות, הלכות.
כן. יסטרי יומן ואירו תפשילים. קנדלייטינג. Yeah, we were candlelighting, very good. Okay. טוב. אשכנזים, they light candles and they make a ברכה. כל זה שולחן ערוך, you don't do it. You make a ברכה, and you light candles. But there's a place that also if you're Saadi, you'll also first light in the Kabbalah. Okay. An Erev Shabbat.
He describes the precision of the Dikduk, the grammar of the Bracha, to point out that it's talking about future lighting and not past lighting.
That's not, but the reason why Ashkenazi lighted before is because Shema you kilo when you give a bracha, so you mekabel the Shabbat, so how could you light it?
That's why Baba Bali pointed out that the way the bracha is written is saying that I am going to light, not that I have lit.
So
therefore he said the proper way, going through the grammar, the precise grammar of the bracha, would be that the woman's making a blessing with the light, she's going to light. So she lights previously, what's she blessing?
That's why, so we'll stay again. So according to Sfaradim, I don't go, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I just tell you what, according to Sfaradim, first you make the bracha, then you light. In Ashkenazim, you light, and the woman covers her eyes, so she doesn't see the light, and then you make a bracha, and she opens her eyes, and she sees light. Salam. Now on Yom Tov, if it's a Yom Tov Chadash, if it's a new Yom Tov, it's another bracha besides the Adlik Ner Shel Yom Tov. It's the bracha of Shehechiyanu on the Yom Tov Chadash, on a new Yom Tov. For example, on the first night of Sukkot, or the first night of Pesach, or on Shmini Atzeret. Also, it's a new Yom Tov. It's a different Yom Tov. It's not Sukkot. Or Shavuot, of course, also we like candles. Okay. Hashana, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a minhag not to say the Shehechiyanu. There's also Pesach, some people don't say the Shehechiyanu. Some women don't say Shehechiyanu, light candles, and the Yotzer with the Shehechiyanu of the husband, and he makes Kiddush. But if a woman did say Shehechiyanu, so she doesn't say Shehechiyanu later if she's making Kiddush. Let's say Shehechiyanu again, because the Shehechiyanu of the Kiddush is on the Yom Tov, and she already did Shehechiyanu, so she doesn't say again Shehechiyanu. And my house, the stay there, everyone does everything. Everyone makes Kiddush, everyone makes all the brachas, everyone together. It's like a minag. So my wife always does Shehechiyanu when she lights the candles. I always remind her not to say again. B'chala batala, you don't have to say again. Okay. If for whatever reason the woman didn't light candles and the husband came and they made Kiddush and he hears the bracha and everything, she heard the bracha and she said Amen, and then she had the opportunity to light candles, I'm talking about Yom Tov, right? So she doesn't say the Shehechiyanu because she was yotzei with the Shehechiyanu of the husband and the Kiddush. So the bottom line is once Shehechiyanu and not twice Shehechiyanu.
If she changed clothes and was wearing something new,
different story. But on the Yom Tov, you say Shehechiyanu once. Okay. No. Shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah ki yom echad aroch hachashuvim. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered as one long day. And as machloket haposkim, if on the second night you say Shehechiyanu, or in the candlelighting of the second night of Rosh Hashanah, you say Shehechiyanu or not. כן, למחלוקת. Therefore, כן, בהדלקת הנרות בליל השני, you're supposed to either put on a new garment or have a fruit that you'll eat even later, but a fruit in front of you, that is a new food for you. So that's the reason why you say Shehecheyanu. And it's brought down the poskim, even if you don't have, you can still say Shehecheyanu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, even though a woman made a Shehecheyanu on the candle lighting, she can still say Amen to her husband. She needs to say Amen to her husband's Shehecheyanu. Okay. And if you say Amen, all the brachot come down on you. Now, an Erev Shabbos, simple, the bracha, you have to know this bracha because sometimes you have to light for whatever reason. Okay? Shalki deshanu etzvanu ladik ner. Shabbat. Okay. Kodesh? Shabbat. Okay. Etzvan
yom tov. When does our machlokes when it's shell or not?
Chanukah, right. We don't say, according to the Ariza, you don't say shell.
Ladik ner, Chanukah, not shell.
There's a reason why, because there's a name. Tziruf of name, a name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or a name of a Malach or something. Okay. Aner Yom Kippur, what do we say? Yush Baruch Hu, Adik Ner, Shalom Kippur. And then Shehecheyanu. Okay. Now, a man who has to light for whatever reason, you're a new man, you don't say Shehecheyanu on the candle. You just light the candle and make a bracha on the candle without saying Shehecheyanu. Why? You say Shehecheyanu later on the Kiddush. It's part of the Kiddush. Or in Yom Kippur, you also don't say Shehecheyanu on the candles, because you can say Shehecheyanu in Shul with everyone together.
Oh!
At least by Ashkenazim, they shout it out loud. Also by Sfaradim, they say Shehecheyanu on the night, right? In Yom Kippur, by night. In Shul. Okay? So, where's the best to light candles? So, we're learning Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. Regarding North Esther. Tov biyoter ladik tanerot b'mkom ha'achila, v'tov liistakel b'nerot b'zman amirat ha'kiddush. The best place to light candles is where you're going to eat. And when the Rav makes kiddush, okay, look at the candles, you see the candles to enjoy the light, especially today that we have electricity. And we're not benefiting from light, really. Even though we always benefit from light, it's nice to have candles. It's nice. If it's not the light, okay. Im yesh orchot b'bayit shemadlikot nerot, you have to have guests in the house which are lighting candles. Yichlo d'adlik b'makom shebo yidlika balat habayit libracha. They can light in the same place where the balat habayit lights without a bracha, or in a different room with a bracha. But this is all according to Sfaradim. According to Ashkenazim, according to the Rama, everyone in the house, every woman in the house, could light with a bracha, even the guests.
Who lights first?
Balat Habayit. Don't mishane. Doesn't make a difference. No, Ashkenazim? According to the Rama? He brings down explicitly. We can see being Mishnah Berurah since then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know also from my Ani Ashkenazi. Yeah, so I go to my mother's house. So my wife lights with the bracha. The same place, same room. I even never knew the halacha that Sfaradim don't do it till later, till I learned it inside. So if you're knowing halachot of Sfaradim, so you can't light if it's in the same room. But if you're lighting in a different room, you can light with a bracha. You can light. Every woman can light. But now with a bracha. Okay. Now. Oh, in halacha, ramash practical for this coming up Yom Tov. Chal Yom Tov b'Yom Rishon. If Yom Tov falls on Yom Rishon on Sunday. This is Shavuos. Falls out this Mosei Shabbat. Not this. But the Mosei Shabbat. This coming up Chag. The Mosei Shabbat. צריכה אישה להדליק נרות במוצאי שבת אחרי זמן צאת השבת על פי הלוח. מאוד חשוב. It's different than when it's הפוך. Like שביעי של פסח, you have to light דווקא before שבת. Right? And על מוצאי שבת, you have to light דווקא after שבת. מאוד חשוב. Yeah, not to light before, because it's the oraita, זה בעיה קצת. Yeah, it can be problematic. So you have to prepare from yourself a 48-hour candle, or 36 hours, or whatever, something which will last for a long time. And you have, because also you can't light from a new fire, like we learned. You have to light, na'avir, to transfer from one fire to the other. And also, not to put out the match. You take the match, put it down. You don't throw it, okay, because you can't extinguish an Yom Tov. She lights, she puts it down either on the floor, or on a metal thing, or on tin foil, let it burn out.
You can also use, these wicks, five sticks are about that long. You can light one of them from the candle.
Okay. It's like a match, right? Like a match.
Like a match. The thing is, it doesn't have the phosphor at it.
Uh-huh.
It's also longer than a match. Easy to think,
to deal with. Okay. Very important. Also, on Motzei Shabbat, which is Yom Tov, a woman cannot light candles without making Havdalah. What Havdalah? As they say, Baruch HaMavdim, in Kodesh Lechol, minimum. If you die in Ma'ariv, with a Ma'ariv of Yom Tov, and there's a Vatodienu over there, there's a special bracha, so also, fine, so that's considered Abdallah. Abdallah is in the mouth. That's the main thing. To say, Baruch HaMavdim,
Baruch HaMavdim,
Baruch HaMavdim. We do Abdallah in the Kiddush. Yak Nahaz. We'll see in a second when we do it out with the candles. Yak Nahaz. אז המשנה הגמרא בבת ביצה. מה? על הפסחים, בסוף, רביעי? עשירי? בסוף, כן? כן, הבנתי. So we'll see what that means. מברכים במוצאי שבת זה חמש ברכות בקידוש. אז זה 5 ברכות in this קידוש, a special קידוש, very long קידוש, 5 ברכות in קידוש. Make יין. First you start, ברוך אתה השם לעולם, בורא פרי הגפן. Then you do kiddush, the bracha, b'kad hazmanim, kiddush, b'kad hazmanim, right? Then you make a bracha on a candle, b'orei m'ra'esh. Then you make a bracha avdala, a special bracha, avdala. Kodesh
l'kodesh.
A special one. Okay? And last one will be shechiyanu. Okay? Okay. How do you do Borei Me'ora'esh? You don't light the candles or anything. You just look at the candles that the wife lit and make Borei Me'ora'esh.
Zero. Yeah, does she put them together? I remember.
No.
If she says
shut
the other candles, then you keep
in mind
not to
yotzi her. No,
Mashana.
She has a mind not to be
yotzi. She has a mind. Why do you not let her?
More and more, she makes the candle that she lit. I didn't mean the Shukran of Hansa. I have it up here.
What is this?
On Motzei Shabbat, which is Yom Tov. Like this, this Shavuos will be.
Yeah.
Right? Motzei Shabbat will be Shabbos, and then right away Yom Tov.
Yeah, so we don't use candles, huh?
We use the candles that she lit, you look at them and you make a...
She transferred from the
distant point. She transferred from the... Right. Point. I think because there's no reason to light.
Why?
Just for the bracha, you have already light.
Yeah, but you need to be in the inner
house. In the inner? You're looking at it.
No, but looking...
No?
It's looking at it
in... Yeah, because we know on Shabbat, you just look at the candles, just, you're looking at it.
No, but it's Moshe Shabbat.
Just like on Shabbat, we just look at the candles we're in there. So here, we look at the candles we're in there.
Yeah, but you're making a bracha here. The bracha has to be in there from the thing. You can't just look at it. You have to do like some type of like action to. Yeah.
Right?
You have also your Havdalah candles, I guess, when you're lighting the whole pot, right?
No,
if
so.
If you had to do it,
you don't have to. Like, you make like two pieces of coins, or that's where you put your fingernails.
I know why the fingernails in Kabbalah reasons. I don't know why I love
it. No, I heard from a rabbi, like, when you do it in shul, and the people from the choir, you do it like this, he said it doesn't...
They're not yotze.
They're not yotze. You have to be like, mamash, like, in, like, up front.
But here he doesn't say, I don't know. V'yistaker lo l'nerot she'idlika isha. What? Rabbi Eliyahu. טוב. Now, if someone, he forgot he has to do all this stuff that we said. By the way, it's very easy to remember the Zeh. It's Yak Nehaz Yain. Yud Kuf Nun He Zain. Yak Nehaz. Yain, Kiddush, Ner, Adala, Zman. Yak Nehaz. That's the Rashi Devot. You look in your Machzor, every Siddur has it. Kiddush for Shashar Galin, that's all I'm going to say. Okay. Now, if someone, he made regular kiddush of Zeh, he forgot. So Rav Eliyahu said like this, fine, you do Abdallah when you remember. What do you do if it's in the meal? Take some wine in a cup, hold it, and make Borei Moraesh and Amavdil. Another two brachot. So. Why don't you do Besamim and Mosei Shabbat, which is Yom Tov? The Gemara says why.
Because you have the soul.
Yeah, it doesn't go away. It depends what the reason is. The Gehenom, there's not Gehenom. There's another reason, there's two reasons why you make the bracha and the Besamim. One of them is because the Neshamot, they go back to Gehenom. But they don't go back on Yom Tov. Okay. If someone does, he doesn't drink wine during the meal, never drinks wine during the meal. Okay? So after the meal, you can take a cup in his hand and make three brachot. Bore Pa Gefen, Bore Moraesh, and Amavdil, in Kodesh Le Kodesh Yofi. So, that's candle laying. Now we're going to learn a little bit the halachot of being happy on Yom Tov, Simchat Yom Tov. And Shabbat is Onik Shabbat, and on Yom Tov it's called Simchat Yom Tov. Okay? So he brings down like this. Kishem Shemitzvah, the Rambam. Kishem Shemitzvah Lechabet HaShabbat HaLehangah, just like it's the mitzvah to respect Shabbat, to honor the Shabbat, and to have pleasure on Shabbat. Same, it's also a mitzvah to respect and honor the Yom Tov. To have pleasure on Yom Tov too. Okay. Eizu kavod. So what's considered having kavod to the Shabbat? Shulchan Aruch. Ze she'amru rabotei mizorah b'chah shenikenes dam lechag. Person should enter the chag when he's clean. Right? Take a shower. And take your haircut. Belavush bgadim na'im, nice clothing. Eizu oneg, that's respect. Because as Adol said today, respect is the clothing that you wear. And how you look, your appearance. Look respectful. What's oneg, what's a pleasure? A person is obligated to eat on the chag, shtei seudot, achat balayla, achat bayom, and he makes hamotzi on two kikarot, on two breads, like on Shabbat. And yarbe bebasar v'yayim. You should eat a lot of meat and wine if you eat meat. If you're vegetarian, you don't have to eat meat. Instead of your patu. If you don't enjoy meat, it's ichsa for you, you don't have to eat. You're not enjoying it, then have to eat. But if you like meat, it's a mitzvah to eat meat. There's, you know Gilax? You heard Gilax?
Yeah,
I know too. Yeah? So he writes in the book, in his book, in Coming Back to Earth, many years ago. He writes there that when he did tshuva, he came to the Diaspora Yeshiva. And they told him he was vegetarian for many years, 8 years, I don't know, one. Ramash, really vegetarian. Klum, he never, his body didn't eat for a long time, didn't eat meat. And the guy told him, you have to eat, it's a mitzvah, have the chicken soup, you must. So what does he do? So he ate. And he was sick for 3 days. He was throwing up because his body wasn't used to heavy. So if it's not a mitzvah for you, you don't have to. If you're not enjoying it, you're patu. But if you like meat, it's what you eat meat, you drink wine. Okay. Umigdanot, stam, all kinds of goodies, kfi yicholto. But there's no suda shlishit on Yom Tov. The only Yom Tov which there is a suda shlishit is on Shvi Shel Pesach. Okay?
To Mashiach.
Mashiach, we call Chabad, it goes to Mashiach, we call it Sudat Preda or Baal Shem Tov or whatever, no mashane. Never, it's a very special Suda Baal Shem. It's from the Baal Shem Tov. No, in Chabad they do that. Whatever you could drink. But no, in Breslev they don't. In Breslev the minhag is to say the story of the journey of the Baal Shem Tov to Eretz Yisrael. That's what we did over here. And this year we didn't do it on Shvi Shel Pesach, we did it on Shmini Shel Pesach. On Shabbat. Yeah. Like in Chutz La'aretz, they always do it like that. So, now, Very important halacha. Chayav lesamech et ishto ubanav ve'et kol ha'nevim elav kol echad karu lo. Person is obligated to make his wife and children and all the people who have to do with him, right, that he's responsible for them, they live in his house, to make them happy. Each one and what makes them happy. Laktanim, noten egozim amtakim, to the young kids, he buys them nash and goodies, yeah, and chocolate. To his wife and his daughters, he buys them nice garments or tachshitim, whatever they like, according to what he has. And everyone should eat meat and wine and good food, whatever they like. All kinds of good things. And on Yom Tov, you have a mitzvah to eat better food than on Shabbat. Because on Yom Tov it says, V'samachta b'chagecha. So on Yom Tov, have a mitzvah to eat even better food than Shabbat. Very special. So someone asked me, someone told me that he went to ask a Rav, he's going to wear a... He asked if he buys his wife shoes, new shoes for the Chag, is he here to the mitzvah? So he told him, no. So what should I buy her? A dress is good? A dress is good. And what about jewelry? Jewelry is the best. So I told this to my wife, she said, jewelry? I don't wear jewelry, I don't want jewelry. So, okay, the halacha is whatever makes your wife happy. My wife likes to buy her creams. Good, I buy her creams, expensive creams, good. Whatever she likes, lechpatli. As long as she feels special and important for the chodachag, you know. Some women, they want a new garment. Some women want earrings. Whatever your wife makes her happy, you can buy her something nice. So, chashivut ha-simcha, the importance of happiness. השמחה שישמח האדם בעשיית המצווה ובאהבת האל שציווה בהן עבודה גדולה היא. The happiness that a person, I think it's written in the Rambam like this, yeah, that a person will be happy and serving Hashem and doing his mitzvahs of Hashem, right? It's a great work, it's a very important work, and anyone who prevents himself from this happiness, ראוי, it's fit that he'll get punished for that. You have to be happy in doing the mitzvahs. If you do mitzvahs without happiness, it's fit for you to be punished for that mitzvah that you do. Don't do that mitzvah. First be happy. Like Abdullah said yesterday, some people, they get up chatzot and nets and everything, and they're sad. So they're not serving Hashem. They're serving the books, or who knows what. Top. V'chol ha-megiz da'ato v'chole kavod ha-atzmo מתכבד בין המקומות אלו פוטה ושוטה כל המשפיל עצמו מקל גופו מקומות אלו הגדול לכבוד העובדים מהרם. Yeah, you're supposed to lower yourself, be humble a little bit. מה קרה? It's a mitzvah, be very happy to dance, to sing, to clap, everything, but not to play instruments on Yom Tov. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the clothing of Yom Tov should be more important and more expensive of Shabbat than Shabbat. I don't know. I have only one set of nice clothing, so that's what I wear. I have no idea. It says in the Pasuk that half of the day should be for Hashem. Now, even though eating and drinking in the Chagim is a mitzvah taseh, it's a positive commandment, a person shouldn't eat and drink all day long, as it says, it's also a day for Hashem. Ooh, I was waiting just for you. Welcome, welcome.
Hi. 50%,
your class has jumped up, 50%.
You see, you
see. Why, is that considered Mordechai?
Oh, I didn't see it.
What a schut we have. Zell, you here?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zell, you
finally. For a while, we'll see.
Are you going back for Shabbat?
That's not late.
Not going back for Shabbat?
No.
Nice thing.
You got it. Yeah. So, keep going.
We're learning Alachot of Yom Tov.
Yeah.
From Rav Mordechai Eliyahu.
Great.
He brings down both Ashkenazi and Sfardim. Top. So we're talking about that on Yom Tov you have to have Simcha. Not only in Yom Tov, all the mitzvahs. he says that someone doesn't have simcha from the Rambam, someone is not happy in the mitzvah, it's fit from Shamayim to punish him for doing a mitzvah without happiness.
Rambam says it?
Yeah. He brings down a pasuk. Yeah, so half the day is for Hashem and Yom Tov, and half the day is for you, for your eating and drinking, for your pleasures, which are also for Hashem, of course. Aniyim. When a person eats and drinks on Chag, he is also obligated to feed a ger, a person who doesn't have relatives. Doesn't have to be tzaddik for someone who's a convert. It could be someone who's just he's alone in the city. He doesn't know one or no relatives, or even about tshuva because of that his parents threw him away. And now he's alone and no one's his friend, keep no one's family. So it's a mitzvah, or someone who's an orphan or a widow. Or other people who are poor and miskinim. Okay? But someone, it says like this, someone who locks his doors and eats and drinks for him and for his family, for his wife and kids, and for those people who are poor and they're miskinim, he doesn't help them, it's not any joy of mitzvah, it's called the joy of his boich, his belly joy. He's enjoying. Yeah, not for Hashem. That's what it says in the pasuk. I don't want their stuff. The Zohar says, "Come and see all the chagim. Person needs to be happy and to make all the miskinim happy also. And if he's happy alone, doesn't give the miskinim, the poor people, what they need, he gets a big punishment. Why? Because he's happy alone, not giving from his happiness to others. It's very important. Ramash. The Rambam says." You have to be very happy in the regen. You have to eat meat, drink wine, but it's very dangerous not to cross the border between happiness and doing shtuyot. Okay? Not to get drunk, not to go mishigah.
You say you have to go out and look for a guest, or
he doesn't say you have to get guests.
You don't have to get guests. Don't turn them away.
It doesn't say to give gifts, to bring gifts. It says to donate, people. To donate money to people. Or buy them meat or whatever. That's what it's talking about. Every chag, very important. They give people who help them for the chag.
Yeah. Giving money, is it in lieu of, in place of having somebody?
It doesn't say you have to have them. It says you have to feed them. I mean, they have to have food. Doesn't have to go through feeding them in your house.
You said that before.
Yeah. If a person has, let's say he spends on his chag 400 shekels, 300 shekels, 400 shekels, like that. A regular on Shavuos, okay? Not such an expensive chag. He should give also a family that amount of money if he has. Or at least something. So they can also make a chag. Okay. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch. Very important to look, especially in our generation, more than any other generation. Look over the family and Chol HaMoed, people go all kinds of places. Be very careful not to go to a place where your family will be damaged, either by what they see over there or what goes on over there, and the mixture of men, women, all kinds of stuff like that. Very important to be holy. It's holy days. Okay. And on Yom Tov, when you read Tehillim on Chag, and also on Shabbat, there's a Yiratzon before and after. So there's certain the places where we're talking about forgiveness from atoning and forgiveness from sins, you skip on Yom Tov and Shabbat because you don't ask for forgiveness and atonement in general on Shabbat. Only when you do your personal tshuva, then you do. But otherwise, you don't. Okay, there's a mitzvah we said before to eat two meals. On the chag, right? He misses eat 2 meals on the chag. Yizaher la'asot seudat yom tov v'pat b'layla v'yom. Be very careful to do 2 meals on the chag, one at night, one a day with bread. Yeah? There's no seudah shlishit. I mean, you're allowed to eat. That's a shavuot. It's a very long day. You might be hungry by 6 o'clock in the evening. You're allowed to wash and eat and do whatever you want. The obligation is for 2 meals. One in the nighttime, after shul, make kiddush, and you eat a meal with bread. And one in the daytime. Okay. You also do with 2 breads, like on Shabbat, like Lechem Mishneh. Both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, when you make a motzi, you're supposed to try to eat a kazayit within the first 4 minutes of a motzi. It's very easy.
We say the blessing over the 2 breads. Should they be covered with a cloth or something?
When you make the bracha?
Yeah.
Minagim.
That's just a minhag. I've seen some people do something.
Right. Minagim. So, I don't. But I saw people do, but they hold the bread with their hands. And they just leave the
cover. That's what I was doing, yeah.
I cover it. One side of the other, and I hold it with both hands.
You hold it with the cover?
With the cover.
Some, according to Kabbalah, you're supposed to hold the bread with your fingers.
With all 10 fingers.
All 10 fingers.
Could be with the cover, without the cover.
No, I think it's after the bread to touch your hand. But it's fine. There's an Indian to hold the bread with your bare hands. Now, if someone is benching on Yom Tov and he forgot the Alev Yavo, does he have to return or not? If he forgot on Chol HaMoed, he doesn't have to return. If he forgot on Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have to return. On Yom Tov, which is an obligation.
Let's just say the whole thing over again.
Let's see. Someone forgot the Alev Yavo and forgot on. If it's the first night of Pesach or Sukkot, yeah? And he remembers before he began Baruch of the fourth Bracha, meaning before he said Bonei Baruch Hamavir Yerushalayim Amen, and then he didn't start Baruch Ata, the last Bracha. So then there's a special Bracha to say. It's brought down the sitters.
Like a one-liner.
Yeah, Baruch Ata Hashem Olam, Asher Natan Yamim Tovim Yisrael, Zichron Tzion Kitzur. Yeah. Also on Shavuos, yeah.
So he finishes the whole thing, and then he remembers, he has to go back and say the whole thing.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, so in the first 2 meals, right, which is an obligation, yeah, yes, we can say the whole thing again. But on Rosh Chodesh, like we said, or if you eat another meal on Yom Tov, whatever, you doesn't have to eat. And Chutz La'aretz, you have to keep 2 days of each Yom Tov. Why? Just because it's a minhag. That's what they kept till today, that's what they're going to keep more. And if they have a problem with that, they can come here.
Well, there's a very simple solution, just to call you up.
That's what I said, if they have a problem with that, they can come here.
There's what? What?
If they have a problem with that, doing too many yomtivs, they can come live here, we do less.
Come to
Yeah, on the Shavuot, this year in Chutz La'aretz, it's Shabbos, Sunday, and Monday.
So what they need to do is contact Nefesh B'Nefesh, fill out the paperwork, and then call you up.
And what are they going to give you, $500? They don't give $500?
I have relatives that are here now on vacation, so I'm taking them around. Showing up. They're basically turning them into ambassadors, is what we say. Israel is a wonderful place to live.
Where do they live now, these people?
Seattle.
Seattle?
Near Seattle, Washington State.
That's far. It's like a 10-hour difference in Clapboard, yeah. Right? On the other side of the West Coast. That's where the sun rises from the ocean.
Yeah.
Right?
Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. And, you know, so they, you know, you can't, I've seen too many people on the Hagim where they come here, have their vacation house here, and they say, oh, I don't want to make Aliyah because I can't afford it. Yet they have two properties, one in New York and one in Miami, and one here.
Not everyone has this chus. Not everyone has the right. We're lucky. We can live in this place.
Not only live here, but weren't here.
To learn, to live, to be. You by my man. You went to Rav Amnon's shiur there. It was Mincha 1:15. It was Mincha 1:15.
Yeah. I had to do it. Just got to do it. I'll do it later. Later.
Yeah. Plenty, plenty.
And raise children here.
I don't know, is that a good thing or no?
It's a wonderful thing.
It depends. Sometimes you don't want to raise your children in this place. We'll see. So we finished with halacha today. Tomorrow, we're going to learn halacha, very important halacha that I really wanted to learn about halacha here, is what are you allowed and not allowed to do on Yom Tov? It's all the halacha. I never learned before. Right? You see, you're allowed to do a lot of things on Yom Tov, but a lot of things also you're not allowed to do. So tomorrow, Lo Hashem, we're going to learn all kinds of things. Yeah.